Okay, good evening, everybody. So in advance of the Yontif of Shavuos coming up in a couple of weeks, I thought it would be appropriate to discuss the topic of Simchas Yom Tov, and in particular, how the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov expresses itself on the Yontif of Shavuos, when we also have a minhag to eat dairy. So the introduction to the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov really begins in the Gemara in Chagiga of Vav Amid Beis, which establishes that both men and women are obligated in the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, of rejoicing on the Yom Tov. And the Gemara Psachim, Daf Kuf Tes, Amud Aleph, which is one of the main sugyas for Simchas Yontif, clarifies that during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Bizman HaBayis, so this mitzvah was fulfilled by eating Bisar Kodshim, by eating the meat from animals that were brought as korbanos. And in particular, there was a chiyuv that the Gemara in Chagiga discusses of shalmei simcha, bringing a korban shlamim for the purposes of rejoicing with the meat of that korban on the yontif. The Gemara then adds in Psachim that nowadays we don't have korbanos anymore, so nowadays ein simcha ela biyayin, the way that we rejoice is with wine. And then, really actually beforehand, the Gemara Psachim there has a different brisa that talks about how the head of a household is obligated to not only be joyous himself on the Yontif, but also to facilitate the joy of others. And the Gemara clarifies that the head of the household does so by providing nice clothing for his wife, Begadim Na'im, and also Klayos Ve'agozim, you know, nuts, or nowadays what would be sweet type of food for one's children. So what's the relationship between these two different dinim? How on the one hand, Bizman HaBayis, we had to have, Simchas Yontif was with meat, and specifically the meat of a korban, and nowadays it's with wine. So that's one din. And then on the other hand, the Gemara also says that a person is obligated to provide joy for others. And that takes on a more subjective form, like clothing and jewelry and candy for kids. So what's the relationship between these two dinim? So it seems that there is maybe we could call an objective form of Simchas Yontif and a subjective form of Simchas Yontif. The objective form is to partake of the meat of kodshim, of korbanos, and the subjective form is for everybody to rejoice in the way that makes them happy. And the Sefer Emek Bracha quotes Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, who actually explains that there's a nafkamina, a practical difference between these two forms of simcha. And that is with respect to the first night of Yontif. The Gemara explains, and the summary shown in Paskin, that the first night of Yontif is excluded from the mitzvah of Simcha. Meaning the mitzvah of Simcha would begin only from the first day and onwards. However, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik explains and qualifies that that's true with respect to the objective form of Simcha. Meaning when it comes to the meat of korbanos and eating that meat, that would begin from the first day. And the first night would not be included. However, when it comes to the more subjective form of Simchas Yontif, that would start even from the first night. So we see already that there's a practical difference between these two different forms of Simcha. And perhaps there's an even more basic distinction between these two forms of Simcha. And that leads us to our next question, which is, what is the level of obligation of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif Bizman Hazeh, nowadays? Because now we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore. We don't have Korbanos. We don't have Shalmei Simcha. So does the mitzvah remain a biblical mitzvah? So this is the debate between Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos in Masachas Moed Katan, Adaf Yudalad Amid Beis, is of the opinion that the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah derabbanan nowadays. And their assumption is that the biblical mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is only with the meat of korbanos. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Vav, Yud Zayin, and Halachos Yud Zayin through Yud Ches, disagrees with the Tosfos, and he notes that although, of course, we cannot achieve Simcha nowadays with a Korban, an extension in an outgrowth of that mitzvah of Simcha is also for each individual to experience Simcha in his or her personal fashion. As we said before, men with meat and wine, women with clothing and jewelry, kids with candy. And again, this is just stereotypical. So according to the Rambam, that mitzvah for each person to rejoice in his or her subjective fashion, that would remain a mitzvah d'oraisa even nowadays. So what's the dispute between Tosos and the Rambam? Whether the mitzvah now is d'rabbanan or d'oraisa? So the Shagis Aryeh, as part of his whole treatise on the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, explains, or at least implies, that the debate between Tosfos and the Rambam is precisely the question with which we began. According to Tosfos, the biblical mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is limited to an objective mitzvah, an objective form of joy. That is the meat of Korbanos. Without that, all you have left is a mitzvah derabanan, a rabbinic commandment to rejoice. However, the Rambam believes that although, yes, the paradigmatic, classic way, manner of fulfilling the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is with the meat of Korbanos, nonetheless, it's not limited to that, but rather it also includes subjective experiences of Simcha, and therefore, according to the Rambam, subjective Simcha would also be included in the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, even mid-de-o-raisa. Halacha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Taf, Kuf, Chaf, Tes, Siv, Beis, as explained by the Mishnah Brura, writes that both men and women are obligated in the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, and therefore the head of a household certainly must provide the things that would make his wife and children rejoice on the Yontif. So that is the basic introduction to the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. What I want to analyze a little bit further with you now is what is the status, if any, of the objective mitzvah nowadays. We began by saying that according to the Gemara in Chagiga and the simple reading of the Gemara in Psachim, the objective mitzvah d'oraisa of Simchas Yontif is to have the meat of a korban. But now, sadly, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We're not able to bring a korban. So, is there any objective form of Simcha that remains? So we already quoted at the very beginning of the shir that the Gemara in Psachim says that nowadays, ein simcha ela b'yayin. The only way to fulfill simcha is with wine, which implies that there is an objective simcha involved with wine, and that seemingly that would apply to everyone, or at least everybody who would enjoy the wine. So what is... Is this really the case? So the Bir Halacha and Simen Tav Kuf Chav Tes, based on this Gemara, so he rules that yes, there's an objective requirement to drink wine. How much wine would one have to have? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, as quoted in the Sefer in the Chol HaMoed book, the English Chol HaMoed book, actually in the back there, they have some Psakim of Rav Moshe. If anybody's ever checked out the English Chol HaMoed book, it's a very good book. So in the back, they have some sakin from Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe there says that one should have a revius worth of wine in order to fulfill the mitzvah, the objective form of Simchas Yontif. In the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, they quote from some other poskim, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, the Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner, who say that perhaps one can fulfill the mitzvah with even less than a revius. Because it's not so much like a shiur of yayin that you have to have, but rather it's the result that wine brings upon a person. Wine makes a person happy, so therefore perhaps even less than a revius would suffice. Probably the standard approach to how much wine is like Rav Moshe, that a revius should be had. Can one fulfill the mitzvah of Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin with grape juice? So Rav Moshe Feinstein and also Rav Al-Yashiv both say that no. Because although we might be able to use grape juice as although we might consider grape juice like wine with respect to other mitzvos like Kiddush, and we had a whole discussion about Arba Kosos as a throwback to one of the shiurim that we had, but when it comes to the specific feature or a quality of something that's misameach, something that brings joy, so that we limit to wine. And therefore, to fulfill this mitzvah of Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin, this objective form of Simchas Yontif, one should certainly have wine and not grape juice. Now, that's the discussion of wine, and that's rather simple. As we said, the Gemara in Pesachim says that nowadays Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. So we understand why the poskim write that in order to fulfill the objective form of Simchas Yontif, one needs to have wine. Where things get a little bit murkier, or a little bit more novel, maybe we should say, is when it comes to meat. Because what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that Ein Simcha Ela Bebasar, that the way we fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is with meat, but when? Bizman Abayis. When the Beis HaMikdash stood, and we were able to enjoy the meat of a korban. So the simple reading of the Gemara in Pesachim is that nowadays, meat doesn't really have any special status when it comes to Simchas Yontif. Wine does, but not meat. That's the simple understanding of the Gemara in Pesachim, and that actually seems to be the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion, it seems, that there is no need to have meat in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. However, the Rambam throws a monkey wrench into this part of the sugya. Because when the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif Perek Vav Halacha Yud Ches describes the way that at least men would fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, he says that it's not only with wine, but also with meat. Questions the Beis Yosef. Where did the Rambam get this from? I thought the Gemara limited it to the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Achronim all try to suggest and offer different answers to resolve why the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to have meat even nowadays when we don't have korbanos. And the simple approach is that of the Bach. The Bach, Rabbi Yoel Sirkis, one of the commentators on the tour, explains that what the Rambam is really saying is that yes, the obligation, the chiyuv, to have meat, that is intact only during the times of the Beis HaMikdash when you can have a korban. But nowadays there remains a mitzvah lechatchila, a mitzvah kiyumis, to have meat. We can't say that there's an obligation because it's not meat from a korban, but there still does remain a mitzvah. And the Bir Halacha in Simin Tavkuf Chavtes quotes this Bach and explains that that is why even Bizman Hazeh there would be a mitzvah to have meat on Yontif. Now, what is considered meat? Is it only the meat of an animal or could it even be chicken? So this was a debate between the Poskim. The Yad Ephraim in Yoredeya Simin Aleph Sif Aleph, the very beginning of Yoredeya, is of the opinion that even chicken would constitute the status of basar with respect to this mitzvah, and therefore if one were to have chicken at their Yontif meal, they would fulfill the mitzvah of having meat on Yontif. However, many, many other poskim assume that when we talk about basar in this context, we're referring specifically to basar behema, to the meat of an animal, and therefore one would need to have that in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So far, what have we seen? With respect to the objective forms of Simchas Yontif, we have Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin, and then we also have the Rambam and the Bach and the Bir Halacha saying that there is a mitzvah, even if not a chiyuv, not an obligation, but certainly a fulfillment to have basar, to have meat, during Yontif as well. Does this all apply equally to women as it does to men? That's the next question that I want to address with you. So, the truth is that this seems to be a debate. As I said before, the formulation of the Rambam strongly suggests that the obligation to have meat and wine rests only on men. Women would not need to have meat and wine in order to fulfill their mitzvah of Simchas Yontif Bizman Hazeh. And the Ritva in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, makes it explicit that this is the case, and that despite the fact that during the times of the Mikdash, Ein Simcha Ela Bebasar, and therefore, since men and women are both obligated in the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, and during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif was with meat of a korban. So both men and women would have to consume the meat of a korban. But that's all true during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. But Bizman HaZeh, when we no longer have the meat of a korban, says the Ritva, that the way that women would fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is with the subjective form of simcha, like wearing new clothing and having new jewelry. So that is one side. And according to that side, it would seem that this objective form, Bizman HaZeh, of having wine and eating meat, would not apply to women as it does to men. However, many of the Gedolei HaPoskim and Achronim assumed otherwise. Rabbi Akiva Eger, in his first tshuva, in Ma'adura Kama Simin Aleph, has a very lumdish piece where he distinguishes between the mitzvos of kavod and oneg versus the mitzvah of simcha. And he explains that when it comes to the mitzvah of simcha, women are obligated just like men and therefore need to have both basar and yayin, both meat and wine. So how do we paskin halacha l'maisa? So I took a look, and in the Sefer Chol HaMoed Kehilchasa, which is a Likud Sefer on the Halachos of Chol HaMoed, he assumes, and he quotes of Shlomo Zalman Orbach as saying the same, that we would paskin like Rabbi Akiva Eger, that a woman should have meat and wine during the Yontif. There is one opinion that a woman need not have wine, and she could just have meat. Okay. But L'chol apachos, when it comes to meat, Shlomo Zalman says that this would apply to women as it does to men. And actually, there's an interesting nafkamina when it comes to the halachos of tevila for a nida, going to the mikvah. So there's a minhag that women don't have meat on the day that they go to the mikvah. And Shlomo Zalman says that because women are obligated to have meat on Yontif, she could even have meat on that day before going to the mikvah against the general minhag. So that proves that according to Shlomo Zalman, certainly women should have meat just like men should. So that wraps up our discussion of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif and its objective forms. Now this all reaches a very interesting climax when it comes to the halachos of Shavuos. Why? Because we all know that the Rama in Orech Chaim Simin Tav Tzadi Dalit Siv Gimel cites a minhag of which many of us are very fond. Personally, I don't like cheesecake, but I know a lot of other people do. So we all know the minhag that we have dairy on Shavuos, at least on the first day of Shavuos. What's the reason for that? So there are many, many different reasons that are brought. The Rama explains that it's because we want to have two loaves of bread at the meal in order to commemorate the Korban Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves of bread that were offered as a Korban on Shavuos. And in order to ensure that we're going to have two loaves of bread at the meal, so you have dairy and then you have meat. Because you can't have the same loaf of bread for both dairy and meat. Since you're having dairy and meat at the same meal, you're going to end up needing to have two loaves of bread. That's the Rama. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it's because at Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael wasn't prepared for all of the halachos of eating meat, and therefore they were only prepared to eat dairy. Whatever reason you take to the minhag, there is certainly a custom, a practice for Klal Yisrael to have dairy on Shavuos. So how do we square the minhag to eat dairy on Shavuos with everything that we discussed for the last 15 minutes, that there's a mitzvah according to the Rambam and the Bach and the Bir Halacha to eat meat on Yontif? How do we square those two facts? So I want to address with you three different approaches to this question. The first one, and this we kind of already alluded to, is that you could have both dairy and meat within, the same meal. That's the Ramah. The Ramah says to have dairy and meat within the same meal. The Mishneh Berurah points out that whenever you do that, you have to be very careful to use a different tablecloth, one for the milchik and one for the fleishik, and to do kinuach v'hadacha in between, you have to wash out your mouth, and to wipe off your hands. Whenever eating meat after dairy within the same meal. But nonetheless, that's what they suggest to do. And that way you fulfill the minhag of eating dairy, and you also have the mitzvah of having meat on Yontif. Some objected to this approach, the Shla, because the Zohar is of the opinion that you shouldn't have milk and meat in the same meal at all. So therefore, they said that if you're going to do this, you have to bench in between. Have milchik, bench, and then have kind of like a second meal of meat. And Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe, Urechai, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Kuf Samech, also writes that it's better not to have dairy and meat in the same meal, because what if people make a mistake? What if they have the meat first? Then they're not going to be able to have the dairy. And there are so many things that could go wrong, so therefore he says that it's not the minhag to have dairy and meat in the same meal. Okay, but if it's not our practice to have dairy and meat within the same meal, so then what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to fulfill the minhag and also have meat in order to fulfill the mitzvah of having meat on Yontif? So the Darkei Tshuva, Simen Pei Tes, Sif Yud Tes, has a long discussion of this, and he explains that the best thing to do is to have like a dairy kiddush, where I guess you enjoy your cheesecake, you make your ala mechia, and then for lunch you can have a meat meal. So that's another option. The last option is a very popular option also, which is noted by the Sfas Emes in Sukkah Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph and Rav Moshe in a Tshuva, and this is also adopted by both Rav Shechter and Rav Willig, that when we say that one needs to have meat on Yontif in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, that doesn't mean that you have to have meat at every single meal. It just means that you have to have meat once per day. Meaning it's a din in the yom, not a din in the suda. It's not that you have to have a suda of basar, it's that you have to have, it's that every day of Yontif needs to have the experience of simcha, and the experience of simcha should come through, al pi the mitzvah, through meat. So if that's the case, well then you could divide between your meals. Your night meal, for example, could be a dairy meal, and then your afternoon meal, the suda of the yom, could be a meat meal, and that way you fulfill the minhag of both eating dairy and also the mitzvah of having meat on Yontif. So those are different ways to square the minhag of eating dairy together with the mitzvah to eat meat. The mitzvah of Simchas Yontif really plays a particularly unique role on the Yontif of Shavuos. The Gemara Psachim Daf Samech Ches Amud Beis is a remarkable Gemara and explains that there's a debate between the Tanoim about how to spend your Yontif. Should it be kulo lashem and kulo or kulo lachem, meaning it's got to be all in one direction, all spiritual or all physical? That's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Or should it be chatzi lachem, chatzi lashem, half spiritual, half physical? That's the sheet of Rabbi Yoshua, and that's the opinion that we adopt. But the Gemara there says that on Shavuos, everybody agrees that there needs to be a physical aspect of Simcha. And at first glance, that's something that's counterintuitive, right? This is the day of Matan Torah. This is like the height of spirituality. This is where we might have thought that we pull away from the physical side, and we think more about Dvar Hashem and things that are Omdin Berumo Shal Olam. So why is this? That everybody agrees that on Shavuos in particular, you have to enjoy, a person needs to tap into the physical experience of Simcha. So there are two ideas here. First of all, as Rabbeinu David, one of the Rishonim, points out on that Gemara, the reason why is because we're accepting the Torah on Shavuos. There's a Kabbalah Satorah. And what we want to demonstrate is that we are accepting the Torah with joy, with Simcha. Part and parcel, fundamental to the mitzvah, to the whole essence of Talmud Torah, is simcha, is joy. Pikudei Hashem yesharim misamche lev. How else could we possibly accept the Torah other than with simcha? Therefore, says the Gemara, Dafka Shavu is the day in which you're mekabel the Torah, has to have that element of a physical joy, of a human type of joy. But it goes further than that. The Gemara in Psachim, right there, Samech Chesam Ebeis, quotes Rav Yosef, who says, Lule Hayoma Kama Yosef Ika Beshuka. Were it not for this day, were it not for Kabbalah's HaTorah, how many Yosefs would there be in the marketplace? What's he saying? He's saying, were it not for the Torah, I wouldn't be anything special. I wouldn't be unique. There would be nothing that differentiates me, that distinguishes me. It's dafka because of the Torah that I've studied, the Torah that's transformed my personality, the Torah that's transformed my entire being. It's dafka because of that Torah that I am who I am, says Rav Yosef. And perhaps that's why we need to have a simcha on Shavuos. That's a simcha of a personal, physical, human joy. Why? Because we celebrate on Shavuos in that manner, in a physical manner, to show that we're celebrating ourselves on Shavuos. The Torah is what defines us as people. It's what makes us unique. We're celebrating our being, our existence on Shavuos. Because it wouldn't be the same without the Torah. That's the impact that the Torah is meant to have on us. So on that note, I just wanted to thank all of you who've joined together for this Chabura throughout the last couple of months. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I hope that the Torah that we've studied together has both been misameach, has brought us joy, and has led us to a point where we'll be mekabel the Torah with joy, and has also been something that's transformed us, that's made us into the people who we are, into the unique and left a unique imprint on us that will hopefully stay with us forever. Wish you all a great rest of the semester and a good Yontif leading up to Shavuos.